Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. You know, it's the 28th of December. It's just a few days after Christmas, of course, a few days before New Year's Day. And I don't know about you, but I take time during this time of year, these exact days actually, to contemplate my life, take stock of my heart, examine myself, as the Bible says. You know, I don't want to live the unexamined life. One of the great Greek philosophers said, the unexamined life is not worth living. I want to live an examined life, and especially as a Christian, I want to hold my life up to the Word of God, up to the will of God for my life, up to my obligations to others, and I want to know, am I living the life I'm supposed to live? And even though there's nothing magical about the new year necessarily, you know, you're going to be basically the same person on January 1 that you were on December 31st, the fact is that the new year provides an opportunity for us to launch afresh, and that's really what's happening here. Derek Prince has been talking to us about 12 steps for a good year. It comes out of these teachings, these let us statements in the book of Hebrews that really encourage us to realize that we have some control over the way our lives go. So I'm thrilled that you're with us. If you've missed any of this, log on to the website at derekprince.org. But let's get right to it as Derek teaches us about 12 steps to a good year.
I think many Christians have got the impression that somehow in the Christian life you can arrive and settle down and say, now I'm there. But that's never true in the Christian life. To remain static in the spiritual life is almost impossible. I'd like to share with you a single very penetrating verse from Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Now that phrase, the path of the righteous, is absolutely general. It's not speaking about some particular believer or even some group of believers, but it's speaking about every righteous person. And notice, first of all, that righteousness is a path. A path is something that we move along. A path is never designed to stand still in, much less to sit down in. So righteousness is a path. It implies motion. It implies progress. It implies development. And then it says this path is like the light of dawn. That's when we first come to know the Lord in His glorious fullness as Savior and Lord. It's like a sun rising after the darkness. It's like a dawn that comes in our hearts. But that dawn is not the end of God's purposes. It's the beginning. It says that this path is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. So when we're walking in the path of righteousness, the light should always be getting brighter on our day. Each step, each day, the light should be brighter than it was before. And it says, until the full day. That's the destination, the full day, the height of noonday. God is not content that we'd stop at less than that full brightness of the noonday sun. The dawn is our beginning point. The path is the way of progress. The light gets brighter and brighter, but there's no permitted stopping place until we reach the full day. You see, this was the mistake that had been made by the Hebrews. That's why this particular let us is so appropriate to them. The mistake the Hebrews made was they trusted in their special privileges and rested in them and had become, frankly, lazy. They were just taking things for granted. This is what the writer says to them in Hebrews 5:11-14. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. What the writer is saying there, and he's saying it pretty bluntly, is you're just spiritual infants. But you've no right to be infants at this stage in your Christian progress. You've had so many opportunities, you've had so many years, you should have advanced to maturity. He also explains the only way to advance to maturity. He said, solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So advancing to maturity along that path of righteousness in which the light grows brighter day by day comes in actual practice by constant use, by training ourselves. It's not something we can take for granted. It's not something that just happens automatically, but it requires our application. That's why one of the earlier steps was, let us be diligent. You remember that. So by constant use, we have to train ourselves to distinguish good from evil.
You know, I'm a former athlete, and so I'm moved always by the biblical injunctions to train ourselves or to exercise ourselves in some way. And I love this Hebrews 5:14 exhortation to train ourselves to distinguish good from evil. Man, how would 2007 be different if we could train ourselves to distinguish good from evil? Boy, more of a need in our generation than perhaps at any time recently. There's so much more great stuff to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Derek Prince once said that it contained some of the most life-changing and practical messages God had ever given him. He made that remarkable statement about a special book he titled Transformed for Life. And here at the threshold of a new year, those truths are especially relevant. You see, far too many of God's people struggle to make vital changes in their lives. Resolutions are quickly broken. Resolve turns to weakness. A familiar cycle of defeat leads to discouragement and resignation. But as Derek points out in this important book, it doesn't have to be that way. In Transformed for Life, you'll discover that God is your Father, and His love for you is extravagant. You'll also find out how to develop a close personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you'll learn how to turn lingering disappointments into God appointments. Order your copy of Transformed for Life now for only $12.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can break free from the things that weigh you down and live the life God has planned for you. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Derek Prince is talking to us today on the program about 12 steps to a good year. Now get ready, because in a few moments, he's going to be saying some things that you're going to have to hear if you're going to be mature, but they aren't going to be easy to hear. It's about coming under the discipline and oversight of God-given ministries. Well, hey, we just want to be free, don't we? Let's listen as Derek challenges our hearts to press on to maturity.
We have to train ourselves to distinguish good from evil. That's so important. It grieves me so many times when I see large Christian congregations or gatherings who are absolutely unable to distinguish, it appears, from what is truly spiritual, what is truly scriptural, and from that which is just a fleshly presentation with soulish appeal and has no real lasting effect and often no real basis in Scripture. And yet multitudes of Christians apparently can be taken in by that kind of soulishness, and they have not learned to distinguish good from evil. The only remedy is to train ourselves by constant use, by practice. And the only alternative is arrested development, spiritual arrested development, remaining in the condition of infants when we should be mature. I want to close my talk today by speaking about God's provision for attaining spiritual maturity. God has made a very special provision, and we need to know about it. It's stated in Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 13. It was He is the risen Christ, the ascended Christ, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. There are five main ministries mentioned there: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Verse 12 and following tells us the purpose of these ministries: to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Notice those two purposes: that God's people may be prepared for works of service. God's people can't automatically do the work that they're expected to do. They have to be prepared. They have to be trained. These ministries are there to do it. Then it says, so that the body of Christ may be built up. That's the second purpose. Going on in verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. You see, these ministries are placed within the body of Christ to bring us into the unity of the faith and to bring us to maturity. And Paul goes on, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So to attain maturity, Jesus Christ, as head of the church, has provided these five main ministries. Frankly, I don't believe that God's people will ever achieve maturity without this provision. And then in the 16th verse of that chapter, speaking about Christ again, Paul says, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work. You see, the ultimate is not a lot of separated, isolated individuals, each one doing his own thing, but it's a single body, held together by ligaments, by strong bands that hold them together, and building itself up and growing. And part of what's essential is that each part of the body does its work. Now, that's God's program for coming to maturity. There are two main requirements. First, we must come under the discipline of the God-given ministries that Paul has just listed: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Without that discipline, without that oversight, and without that instruction, I don't see how God's people can ever attain to maturity. I don't believe Jesus Christ ever made a provision that wasn't important, and I believe this provision is essential. Secondly, the second condition, we must be part of a growing body, not just isolated individuals. And then, in that same passage, Paul states the only and the very sad alternative. If we don't follow God's program for maturity, this is the alternative. Ephesians 4:14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. See, if we don't come under these ministries, if we don't become part of a body, if we don't accept this scriptural discipline, Paul says the only alternative is we'll remain infants. We'll be tossed back and forth, blown here and there by every wind of teaching. I know many, many believers like that. Every year they have a new fad, a new doctrine, and often a new teacher to provide the fad. And by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming, we have to come under the discipline of those ministries. We have to be part of a body. That's the only way to maturity. As I close my talk today, let me ask you a personal question. How about you? Are you under discipline? Are you part of a body? Are you advancing to maturity?
You know, there's a statistic that horrifies me, and that is within 15 years, present trends continuing, church attendance in America is going to be half what it is now. It's because people are simply moving out of church. They're bored. They don't want to be assembling together. But Derek tells us that if we're going to be mature, we have to be sitting under good Bible teaching and applying what we learn. Now listen, you have to be in something like that. You have to be invested somewhere where the teaching of the Word is happening. That's the key to maturity. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever. If you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, hoping you've been with us this week and certainly today for this wonderful teaching on having a good year, on 12 steps to a good year. And there's been some challenge here. There's been some push from Derek about being under the teaching of the Word and about being mature believers who submit to leaders. It's not easy to hear, but it's part of the key to maturity. Listen, in the studio with me right now is one of my good buddies and also one of the producers of this show, Dave Holland. He started talking to us yesterday about giving and about year-end giving and about how to support DPM, which thrills me because we're not just here at Derek Prince Legacy Radio to entertain. We want to launch a movement. So I'm glad we're going to be able to continue that conversation today. Dave, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Stephen.
Now, you started talking about giving at the end of the year, and I kind of probed a little bit about this whole, you know, why do we hear so much from Christian ministries about end of the year giving? But let me come to that in just a few moments.
Sure.
What I want to ask you, first of all, is people who are listening, driving down the road right now, kids are in the back, they're screaming, you know, they're heading to the grocery store, and we're here sitting here talking about giving. What are they giving to? Are they just giving to what's going on in this radio show or this radio program, this Derek Prince Legacy Radio, or is there more happening through Derek Prince Ministries in the world?
Well, that's a great question. And for most people who are new to the teaching ministry of Derek Prince, this radio program is the primary manifestation that they are aware of and that is visible or audible to them. But Derek Prince Ministries is much, much more. It's been around for decades. It has points of presence all over the world. Yes, this radio program is new and important. It's a brand new venture. We do need people who are being blessed by it, that it's reaching. We do need them to support it and help us keep it going and to grow it, to extend it to more people. But when you partner with Derek Prince Ministries, you're part of something that is reaching people and has been reaching people for decades all over the world. Just let me give you a couple of quick examples. In China, The booklets and the audio teachings of Derek Prince have been translated into Chinese. They've given Derek, the underground church in China is so familiar with Derek Prince, they've given him a Chinese name. It's Yi Guang Ming. And they know Yi Guang Ming brings them the truth and brings them the life and the nurturing that they need to be strong under intense persecution. That's just one example.
So somebody with a heart for China could give to Derek Prince Ministries and know that the Word of God is going in to China in just a powerful and a transforming way.
That's exactly right. Or the former Soviet Union in the Eastern Bloc nations of Romania and the Baltic nations of Estonia and Latvia and in Russia itself and in the Eurasian countries of places like Kazakhstan and Chechnya, where the persecution is really tremendous. In all of those places, the teachings of Derek Prince have been translated into the local languages and are reaching to the extent that the ministry has the resources to keep those things in print and to keep them distributed. The hunger is tremendous. The opportunities are great. And people who partner with Derek Prince Ministries are a part of all of that.
So let me just make sure I understand, because some of this is genuinely, I'm not just setting you up. I don't quite understand all of this, and like you do. You have the Derek Prince Ministries based on the life of Derek Prince, who passed away some years ago. And so that ministry continues as a teaching or education ministry through this show and the website and so on. But then you have national offices, I think they call them, all over the world. And they're not only now just distributing material and, you know, sort of rebroadcasting the show. They're actually holding meetings. They're actually getting material into difficult places. They're actually ministering to people, sometimes food, sometimes clothing, things of that nature. I mean, there is a full-fledged ministry functioning throughout the nations of the world, even though Derek Prince isn't with us anymore.
That's exactly right. It is a most amazing thing. It's truly astonishing. National offices in the UK and Canada and Australia and New Zealand and France and the Netherlands, and a half a dozen I can't think of off the top of my head. And then outreach offices to China, out of Singapore, to the former Soviet Union, as I mentioned, in India, in Africa, all over the world, these teachings, and just think about it for just a moment, a central Derek teaching like the breaking of generational curses. How very important is that to be heard in Africa, in India, in the former Soviet Union? And it's a desperately needed teaching, and Derek Prince Ministries is bringing it, and you, the listener, have an opportunity to be a vital part of that and be a part of all the rewards, all the blessings, and the great feeling that comes from knowing that you've helped make that happen.
Well, let me ask you this now. If I have a heart for China but not Israel, if I have a heart for Israel but not Russia, can I give just to one part of the ministry? Should I just trust that the Lord is leading the leaders and the money will be used in the right way? How does this break down if I want to do some of this year-end giving you're talking about?
There are some designated giving opportunities online. You can go on the website and find if you really want to focus your giving on a certain part of the world. But also, you can just know that if you just give to the outreaches of Derek Prince Ministries, you are being a part of all of that. And it's very, very important. And again, it can be done online at www.derekprince.org. You can call 800-448-3261 here in the United States, or 888-737-0771 for our friends in Canada. Or you can write, and you can get the address online. And just another reminder, as you mentioned, any gifts made before the end of the year are tax deductible for this year's tax purposes.
And given what you've said, Dave, again, forgive me for being such an idiot on this subject, there are probably going to be people in this country, Christian people, who will end up giving money to the IRS that they could have given to a ministry like DPM, and it would have enhanced their taxes and done more good for the gospel. Is that correct? Don't let me say something that's not true.
That's exactly right, depending on people's tax situations, but that is absolutely true in many, many cases.
Well, then, so it's actually, I mean, it sounds like we're almost manipulating people in a sense if they don't understand. I mean, they could, what I mean is they could take it this way, that when we say, hey, give at the year end, it's not just something that we're doing because, hey, January 1st is coming along and we want to kind of motivate giving. We're actually trying to gain money, so to speak, for the kingdom of God, that might in fact just go into bloated government coffers, if I may say that as a fiscal conservative. Is that correct?
Well, it is almost a no-brainer, really, when you think about it. If you haven't maxed out your ability to give tax-deductible gifts, it really is a no-brainer, and it's biblical.
Well, I want to talk to you more about this tomorrow. I've got more questions, and I'd appreciate your patience in answering them. But listen, that's all the time we have for right now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Transformed for Life for only $12.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And be sure to ask for your free proclamation card outlining Derek's 12 Steps to a Good Year featured during this week's series. It's our special gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. The call and the proclamation card are both free.
800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.